Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to the Mark and Coco show. It's me, Mark Love, and as always by my side, my bestie from the lefty. Yeah, comfortable Coco. What's going on, Coco? I don't know.
Okay. I'm just gonna move past that. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I've been watching too many
clearly.
Morning shows.
What have you been doing today?
Today,
Because that was crazy.
I know. I've been listening to many morning shows on the radio. I try too hard. That's
like
me
on
trying too
purpose?
Hard. Yeah, I like Ricky Smiley. Sometimes I listen. Ricky Smiley is my favorite, but I listen to Steve Harvey sometimes.
What's your take on Steve Harvey? Do you enjoy his words of usage? I don't know what to call them.
His words of usage.
It's what he chooses to speak about. That was shady as hell.
His words? You talking about on the show or just him, just his recorded ramblings that he does sometimes?
Oh, I know nothing about these recorded ramblings.
Oh yeah, when he talks about marriage and men and women and all this other
I have
stuff.
a question for you. I've been meaning to ask you this. He says that men and women can't be friends. Do you think that's true?
No, I disagree with that. You
Yeah,
can
me
be
too.
friends. But a discussion needs to be had before anything else.
I
Because
agree with that part. I do agree with that part. To make sure you're on the same page.
yep. Like, okay, just want to let you know, we cool and everything, but it ain't, nothing's gonna happen ever.
Right.
Period. So let's get that out your head. It's out my head. It's not gonna happen. Period. But
Yeah.
I have a couple of girls that are friends, and it's not no sexual tension or nothing like that.
Same. I have male friends, and they look at me more of like a sister. Like they wouldn't even like, because someone had insinuated that he was trying to date me, and he was just like, oh hell no. She on the same level as my sisters. Hell no. He was upset. He was ready to fight. How dare you insult my sister? I was like, calm down. I'm not your real sister here, but I do think that if you have boundaries in around your relationship.
If you have two adults that are adulting, meaning
Adulting.
both being grown up, then yes, it's possible. Now, I would say it might be a little harder the younger you are. Well, younger you are. I mean, there's
Maturity level.
boys that are friends like that are, 11, 12 years old, sort of around in there. But I say between like 14 and 29, it's hard. It's a little more difficult. But the older you get, yeah, you can.
Did you say 14 to 29?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a gap.
Yeah. Well, it's your mid-teens all the way through your 20s.
When did your brain fully develops by the age of what, 25? Right?
26, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so that makes
But
sense.
your priorities really kind of change when you turn like 30. You see things a little bit differently. And you have different objectives and different goals when you're around 30. No, you don't squished it up on us.
Yeah, I didn't. Really like that background.
Yeah.
This one's not much better, but it's okay.
He's all in the woods. Fine, dude.
I love being in the woods.
We can see.
I literally enjoy it.
But no, the older you are, the easier it is to have those type of relationships without stupid stuff getting in the way. But yeah, I got a couple of friends that are the female,
Yeah,
and they will always
I
stay that
always
way.
felt like it was more of him revealing himself. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
He's
Yeah, no doubt.
saying he can't be around other women. Like, for him, that ain't gonna work.
Either he's telling on himself on his behavior, or that's his ego talking. One of the two.
I mean, it's one and the same in some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, they both feed into each other, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Don't know. I don't know.
no, so there's some stuff Steve Harvey says. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I could dig that. And there's some stuff I'm like, nah, you kind of off the mark there, buddy. Like the thing he says about the five suits, that is true. That is true. That is a very good analogy, and I think
I think I heard that one. It was a while ago. Kind of vaguely remember it.
by a black suit, a blue suit, a beige suit, a brown suit, and a gray suit. And then by two white shirts, two cream shirts, and some ties and whatever. Which that is absolutely true. I mean, that's old school though. That's old school. I've been saying that for
Yeah.
eons, but
People don't dress that way anymore, like on a day-to-day basis. Like, which I was in the store the other day and I was just kind of looking about how casual people are dressed. Like, it's getting worse where I'm seeing more and more people look like they just rolled out of bed
yeah.
wearing
Well,
pajamas. I'm like, interesting.
because you can basically think, as we call it, the culture for that creeping into fashion. Even premium brands now, they still make suits, but most of their stuff is leisure wear or kind of in between. So you could buy a Prada sweatsuit. It costs the same price as a Prada dress suit. So
Yeah, you're paying for the name. Yeah.
yeah. So now it's not necessarily the look, it's more the brand. So the more exclusive the brand, the better you look, so to speak. So if I come,
Kind of reminds me of like Kanye West clothing line where I'm just like, how is that fashionable?
oh, his stuff's trash. Literally, when
It
he sells,
literally looks like trash. Like, he dipped the clothing in the trash to stain it and
He was selling stuff like out of
buy
trash.
it.
Did you
I'm
know
curious to know, like, I did know that, yeah. I'm curious to know because, Kanye is. He has a unique perspective on things. I'm curious to know, like,
Yeah.
what was the experience? Because I feel like Kanye West is continually doing like experiments on us. So I'm curious to see, like, what was the experiment in doing the clothing line for him?
I don't think he was an experiment on us. I think it was his ego run amok. He literally believes that he is one of the most creative people on the planet, and he's not. He the one
That's
thing
not
I
a fair statement to say at all, because I think everybody is creative in their own right.
well, not to the level where he thinks he's the
But to
ultimate.
say that you're the ultimate, nah. That doesn't exist here on Earth.
He's
No.
not a
He's not a genius.
not close.
His mother told him that he was a genius. She treated him like he was a genius.
I believe after she died, I believe that he literally went crazy. And he
Yeah,
didn't.
because she was the stabilizing force for him, one, and then two, she really did almost kind of breathe life into him in a lot of ways because he was her life in her world. Have you read
Yeah.
her book that she wrote, Raising
No.
Kanye? That's the most insightful book ever. I told someone the other day that was talking about like they were trying to figure out Kanye West. I was like, read the book. Because you start to really understand people based on how they were like parented
Yep.
and just how she speaks about him in a way that he's this like this godlike entity. It was almost like she was raising Jesus.
Yeah,
Literally.
I think he said that before too.
Literally. So it's like art is imitating life and how she a lot of the
Yeah.
things she told him.
But
He's called
don't.
Jesus now. Like, really? Are you all
The hell?
right?
That's some weird noise. Anyway, but
It's Kanye. He's coming for you. He's listening.
yeah, I don't want, and on that, I don't want nobody coming after us because I'm bashing Kanye or whatever. I'm not bashing Kanye. I'm just letting you know Kanye is a regular dude who has problems like everybody else. And just because he has a lot of money doesn't mean it makes him smarter than anybody else.
He's human.
He hasn't invented anything. He hasn't,
That we know of.
He's got a big ego. So
But
I
would
believe
you say, in order to be in the game that he's in, you have to have a big ego? You have to. There has to be something that drives you beyond
yeah,
to
but it's
get
to the
up
point
every day
where
and to do things.
it's to the point to where put it this way. Do I think Jay-Z goes around telling everybody he's better than everybody else? Yeah. But he's not, with Kanye, there's a smugness about it in this level of belief in everything that comes out of his mouth. That's a little concerning. But I mean, he's not like, and after the whole, thing where you said about something about Jews or whatever, people really started to go back and looking at his fashion, the stuff that he came up with, which he didn't. Somebody else did. He just signed off on it. But they were like, yeah, man, those Yeezy slides are ugly. Yeah,
They
they are
are.
bare. And they're like disgusting. I have no desire to get a pair at all.
But it's influenced some of the other brands now where you're kind of seeing similar styles where I'm just like,
It,
cool.
because it popularized the what they call foams, the foam lights,
Oh,
whatever.
yeah. I think they're the most, like you said, disgusting looking thing ever. It's like,
Yeah, they're terrible. They look like something off Star Trek.
no.
And I want nothing to do with them.
It doesn't even look like it would be on Star Trek. If it was on Star Trek, it'd be something that had an infection that they're trying to treat.
It looks like something one of the aliens would wear when they greet dignitaries from other planets.
No. I have higher hope that they would. No.
It looks like. That's what it looks like. But
They're just ugly to me.
I
They're
like,
not my style. I just
yeah.
don't really.
I like the collaboration that he did with Nike more than I did with Adidas. And his little Yeezy things, those things were terrible.
Full transparency, I couldn't tell you what was what with that. I didn't follow it.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Poor Kanye. He's lost. And there's a lot of stuff that he did, trying to keep up with everybody else when he should have just took a step back and did his own thing.
But I don't,
And
do you think he had people around him that
no.
cared enough?
No. He still doesn't.
Yeah, it's very clear he doesn't now.
Doesn't have anybody. And that's why you always got to, have somebody around you. And you don't have to tell them exactly what you expect. But in your own mind, you're like, I'm hiring this guy to keep it 100 with me. If he says, man, that shirt looks terrible, I'm not wearing it. Right? I think anybody who is worth their salt has somebody like that on their team. It could be the most narcissistic, terrible person on your team, but they tell you they keep it 100 with you, and that's what you need. Like when Kanye lost me, just wholeheartedly lost me, and I've been criticizing Kanye ever since he's been talking crazy. When Kanye said he stopped taking his medication because he was gaining weight, that pissed me off because you rather lose your mind and be skinny than to take your medication, be a little chubby, and be with your kids. I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. That lets me know right off the jump that your ego is driving the ship. If I know if I don't take my medication, I'm going to be talking crazy, saying some crazy shit, and he knows he'd be saying crazy shit. Then I'm taking my medication because I'm not going to be talking crazy like that around my kid. Just not. Now, when my kid's not around, do whatever. But I'm around my kids, I'm going to make sure I'm completely sane and I'm listening to my kids. And I'm trying to instill in them on the do's and don'ts of the world. Not the crazy shit he's been talking about. Because he thinks he's what do you call it? It's a free range thinking. What is, I can't remember what they call it. It wasn't a new term, but really popular. But it's the same thing. There's a lot of people like that refuse to take their medication because they think without it, it makes them smarter, and it doesn't. It makes you susceptible for social tropes that people just don't talk about anymore. When he was saying that, slavery was a choice, there's a small bit of truth in it that I don't think he looked at it that way. Meaning, oh, they should have revolted and, killed everybody, blah, 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 blah. I understand that. But the trick is that, and without this trick, there would be no slavery. The trick is to enslave their minds as well, right? Not just the physical capture. Because there's people who kidnap people all the time, but they don't enslave their mind. And these people are constantly trying to escape or actually kill the person who kidnapped, right? But when you can enslave the mind, then those are the people that you never find.
Or the ones that keep going back to
I
the
keep
person. Go back to the person that kidnapped him.
Yeah. So I think with Kanye, he really just needs to fall back. And he really need not, he really doesn't need to do anything in a public eye for a while. I say for about a year, just chill out. And by him being so public all the time, supposedly trying to, well, I don't want the media to be watching me and following me. Then what are you doing at Fashion Week in Paris in a trash bag wearing ninja shoes? What's wrong with you?
Ninja shoes. What are ninja shoes?
Those old shoes, look them up. Look them up. They had the Kung Fu shoes or whatever. The ones that were the big toe that separated from the rest of the toes. I can't explain it.
Ninja shoes.
And
Ninja
look,
shoes.
football pads on. This dude is a full-blown nutty buddy.
Oh, those. Okay. They're literally called ninja shoes.
Are they?
Yeah.
Now, that's what black people just call them. So that's what they call them. But they officially have a name.
They're
I'm just too late.
called Jika Tabi.
Okay.
It looks like you're wearing hoof, like you have a hoof foot.
Yeah.
They're split toe shoes.
Yeah. So, but you out in the streets wearing trash bags and football pads and ninja shoes and pants that don't go all the way down the ankles
Now I want some ninja shoes.
and wearing contacts and you running around in the streets and you mad because the media is following you. Man, stop doing shit.
It's like he doesn't realize he's put like a spotlight on
He does.
himself, like, hey, look at me.
Knows exactly what he's doing because he needs the attention. He needs the attention.
But going back to the book his mother wrote, I see why. She was the one that constantly gave him attention and validation and fed into him. So she's not here anymore. He has to get that from somewhere.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really sad. It really is sad that
It's really sad
he.
because he thinks he's very strong, but he's not. He is so weak.
Well, he's
He's.
even he even has said that in some occasions. He was doing an interview and it was kind of like all over the place. But if you read, listen in between the lines of what he's saying that he's sad, that he's lonely, that he doesn't feel like anybody has his back, and doesn't know why he's here or what to do with his life.
Well, the reason why he said that is because he basically ran everybody off. He ran everybody off talking crazy to him.
Still gotta be lonely.
And
I feel for him. I really do.
so he has basically painted himself in a corner and he's trying to figure out, how can I get the most attention with, how can I get as much pity and attention without admitting that I'm at fault? That I did this. And I tell people all the time, if you mess up, just own up to it. Because, you know, saying I'm sorry generally doesn't help. But if you messed up, you admitted you messed up, and you took responsibility for it, and you took whatever L came that was coming to you, and then you grew from there, that's how people forgive you. And I tell this to anybody. If there's anybody who's done you wrong some kind of way, and it's okay to forgive them, but you can never forget, right? But if you forgive them and you don't check them when they start sliding into those old familiar ruts, then you're a very weak individual and you don't want to do the work on the relationship. Say somebody cheats on you, they ask for forgiveness, and you say, okay. And then you just turn a blind eye to when they start doing the same stuff before. That's on you. That's not on them. The shark's going to be a shark. Fish going to be a fish. Giraffe's going to be a giraffe. So and the only way they're going to do that is if you let them continue to be what they are. There's a whole lot of white people here on this planet trying to make animals and people do things that they're not really born to do. Like dogs wearing sweaters. Stop doing that shit.
Oh my gosh. I saw that the other day and the dog was mad as hell.
Man,
looking at his owner like, why is this my life?
Why are you doing this to me? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I think what Kanye really needs somebody who's going to keep a 100 with him. He needs somebody who doesn't give a shit what Kanye says.
All right. So we've talked about Kanye for like a while now.
But he got a problem.
Praying for you, Kanye. I really, really am. Kanye and all the Kanye-esque people. You know?
Yeah.
Sadly, he's not an anomaly.
He is the Gary Busey of our generation.
Gary Busey. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Damn, dude is still alive?
Yeah. You know how far he ran.
He has been like, he has lived his life out loud.
Yeah. He has ran off the rails hard. But a good thing about Gary Busey, people stop messing with Gary Busey. Unlike Kanye, they rather have Kanye in the show because they want the clicks, they want the ratings. So they're not helping Kanye, they're using Kanye.
I don't know. Kanye's
in the same vein, talking crazy, you know, just saying crazy stuff.
How is he doing?
I think he's on his meds. He's doing better.
Is that why we're not really hearing anything? Because he's stabilized.
Because he's got the right.
Good for him. I hope he's in a place of some level of peace. You know.
I hope so.
Because he's been around for a long time. Because how old is he? Like 60, 70?
He's in the 70s, I think.
See, now I'm gonna have to Google Gary Busey to see if he's on Instagram. Just curious.
Yeah, you don't want to end up being a meme. But I've seen some memes when Kanye's talking. This last one I saw was him talking about the world order, how everything is like you have these families, these five families that control the world. Then underneath them are like the Putins, and then underneath them are like the millionaires, the billionaires, and blah, 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 blah. And this dude, you know, he's pointing that thing going. I'm like, man, you are an idiot. There is, are you, is anybody shocked that there is some type of order to the world? Is anybody shocked on that there's any type of order in I don't know, is it consumerism? Consumerism? I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, if that's what you're trying to say, consumerism.
Capitalistic ideals, structure. Yeah, there's levels. There are levels. And it's like a video game, you know, you go through and you meet random characters or whatever, and then you meet that level boss. It's like the real world. Like you go to work and you got your coworkers are the regular people, and then you have, you know, the like the mid-level bosses, like your supervisors or whatever, depending on, you know, where you're at in the company you're working in. And then you have your boss. That's your level boss. And then your boss has another boss. And then that boss has another boss. So, I mean, so it's, I don't know why people just think, oh, you know, he's telling the truth. He's letting the secrets out. These are not secrets. Honestly, it's somewhat like common sense. Now you look like looking for something.
Had these water globes in my plants, and every now and then they make like these noises where I'm like,
Bloop.
yeah, but the bubbles didn't go up.
No.
My mind did get distracted. So I'm like, what's going on here? There you go. I have to make sure my plant babies are taken care of.
Lord. All right, enough about Kanye. What else we got?
What were we supposed to be talking about? Okay, so we were challenged with trying to figure out a topic to talk about, and clearly we had no challenge in that. We talked about Kanye, and I think we could have easily went
Can
into
go.
talking about Gary Busey.
Yep.
So what we did is we went to ChatGP and asked, hey, what are some topics to talk about? And we got some interesting ones that I couldn't even pronounce the words of.
That is actually true.
I had to go to Google. I had to go to Google pronunciation, which is an amazing feature, by the way.
And they were like, is AI too?
Of course it is. And then it has it where you can practice it and it'll tell you if you get it, if you got it right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Kind of dope.
So one a couple of the topics. So I'm gonna pick, I don't know, how do you want to do this? Yeah, right. You can't hear me? You can't hear me at all? So can you hear me?
Hey.
I think that was a on you end. So how do you want to do this? You want me to just give a topic and go from there?
Yeah.
Okay, the first topic that came up that is focused on the experience of living in America as Black siblings.
Yeah.
Is generational differences in Black experiences. So the breakdown is exploring how the societal landscape and experiences differ for Black individuals across generations, considering the challenges and progress made in various decades. What in the fresh hell?
I would say this, that this is the elephant in the room. Racism.
Between you and me?
No, generations.
Are you more racist than me?
Oh God. Probably so. But
Admission.
in general, I think racism, when from mom's generation and a generation before that, was a lot worse than it is now. But there's an air stick. There's a little star by it. Can't see that. No, I can't see it.
An asterisk.
Asterisk. Thank you.
See, I know some words.
It's a lot more quieter now. Meaning they don't blurt it out as much as they used to. Now, do I think there's less of it? I think there is not. There's less deep-seated hatrism.
Hatrism? You just made up a completely different... You just made up a new word.
It's okay. The crack in the matrix. But I think there's less deep-seated racism. But racism still exists. There's always going to be racism. As long as there's classism, sexism, all that other stuff, racism kind of rolls right in there with everything else. Everybody wants to think that they're special in some type of capacity. And then everybody, when they fail at something or get rejected for something, there's got to be a root cause because it's not them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where racism, classism, sexism, all that stuff comes into play when people can't admit that they messed up. Like, and there's, you know, there's the stereotypes of, you know, like the welfare queen. I know one right now, and believe it or not, she white as hell. Most people of color that I know, I don't know a lot of black people that are on welfare. But I know there are some Latinos and other people like that that are on welfare, but they don't want to stay on welfare. They're trying to get off of it. So, but the stereotype's like, oh, they don't want to do nothing. They just want to lay around the house, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's a bunch of baloney. First of all, it's really hard to get welfare. It is not easy.
As someone that was laid off years ago and I tried to get food stamps, I didn't qualify.
No.
I never qualified.
No.
And
it's really
and
hard.
I was literally like, it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. So like if I fell on hard times and I really needed some type of help, I couldn't get it.
It's really hard. Like, and, you know, really hard.
Like, we have a system in place, but I can't take advantage of the system.
You have to know how to work the system. And the fact that they know how to work the system, to me, I'm like, oh, you're smart as hell. And let's try to use that for the betterment of the human race, not sucking off of, what do you say, the teat of... How did someone say it on Fox News? Sucking off of the teat of
the teat
of American.
The teat.
Yeah, the teat. Anyway, moving on.
Put an E on it, sound fancy.
The teat.
But yeah, it's a lot of work. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know, people think, well, you know, you don't have to do anything. You just get these checks. No, you don't get to just sit at home and not do nothing. That's not how it works.
Right. No, exactly.
You got to get your butt up out. Got to stand in lines. You got to talk to several people. You got to get evaluations. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, here's the thing. It depends on where you are. Because with COVID, COVID has pushed a lot of things online. But because, and I think the online part has made it, I've heard people say it's made it even harder to qualify because you don't have that person in front of you to kind of walk you through, make sure you fill out this form or that form, or you don't want to say that here, say this, you know?
Yeah. So it's harder. It's harder. It's not as easy as people think it is. You don't
But
believe
you
me? Go
do
down.
have, but you do have people that are on it though.
Yeah.
That is their job to maintain receiving the benefits.
And most states have a cutoff. You know that, right?
Not really, because
You, yeah, like Illinois. I know Illinois has a cutoff.
the cutoff
Indiana.
for
You can
what?
only for a certain length of time.
Oh, the time frame and say on.
Yeah.
Like, what are you speaking of? Like food stamps and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
A
think
lot of that
a
got
lot
cut
of them
off.
do. Yeah.
So.
Because it's not, the system is meant to help you out if you fall on hard times, with the assumption of giving you like a cushion and some time to like get back on your feet.
Yeah. I mean, like unemployment. People, oh man, you're getting an unemployment check. You ain't doing nothing. Man, who's gonna do anything with $150 a week?
That, thank you. And then depending on where you are, you have to go in every week and prove, it just kind of
That you
depends the type of unemployment you're on. Yeah, that you've actively been looking for work.
Yeah. I applied and got denied. I
That
applied
part
and I
too, a
got
lot of people have gotten denied.
denied. Like,
Did they say why?
no.
Did they ever clarify it? Yeah.
No, I think the reason why I got denied is because my wife was working. I think that's why I got denied.
Oh, you weren't. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember what they call
And I
it.
know in Chicago. Not in Chicago, but I think in Illinois, somebody told me this. This is a while ago. I don't even know if it's true or whatever, but somebody told me in Chicago, you can get an extension on food stamps if you are a single parent and you have more than two kids. So if you're married, and both of you lose your job, and you got three kids, you might qualify, but for a short period of time. So your spouse literally has to leave the house in order for you to get those benefits, which doesn't make any sense. But
Yeah.
don't know. Things are just messed up. But anyway,
The system
but
is
like I was
definitely
saying,
flawed.
yeah. But back what I was saying, I would say some things have gotten easier and some things have gotten harder. And new things have, reared its ugly head, like when mom was younger, she didn't have like social media. She didn't have cell phones. She didn't have,
Hell, dude, she ain't got one now.
yeah, or GPS or any of the other stuff. I remember you had to learn the town. You had to learn how to get around and landmarks and stuff like that. But now you don't even need that. You can, like, the first time I went to New York, I had to learn how the streets run and what runs into what and blah 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 blah. I learned that. But now, like, if Erin goes, she doesn't need to know that. She got GPS.
Oh, she can just do the
Yeah,
walking.
because you can just walk around, and she'll need to know that,
I don't know. I think it would be kind of helpful in New York to kind of have an idea where you're going, because people will knock you the hell over too.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
but there's a lot of people that don't. They don't care. They have
Yeah.
GPS. Don't need to, I
Which I
don't.
think is helpful too in a space like that too, when you're walking, like a city that's walking. Because it can be so confusing
It
trying
can
to
be confusing sometimes.
navigate. Yeah.
Can get
Especially
confusing
when you're
sometimes.
kind of feeling like you're being pushed to move forward.
Yeah, but New York is not a hard city to navigate overall.
No, you just got to learn
unless
the
you're
spots.
looking for a specific store on a specific short street that's in the back alley or something like that.
Yeah,
Then you're
you're on
looking
your
for
own
trouble.
there.
You're on your own there. But it's that hard to find Central Park. You know.
No, it's not. It's the one place that you can ask somebody and they can help you find it too.
Oh, everybody. And it's generally, it's like
You
you walk
kind of
like
run into it.
10 blocks that way, then, hang a right and it should be right there on the corner. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But one guy said, if you can determine if you're going like to the left or the right, based on that, just keep walking straight ahead and you'll run into the park.
Yeah, if you go west, head west. Not west, head east. Excuse me, head east. Just go east. You should run into it eventually. If not, you run into the water, then you
How
have to
do you
go.
think mom would be if she grew up on social media? Because she has such an aversion to it, and she really, like, she's just, and I get why too, because a lot of like technology can be very intrusive. And then for her, she's coming from a generation, generations or a time frame where they're told, like, you must hold on to your information. Don't tell anyone your information.
Yeah.
They
Now everybody's
really do ask you, like, to give your information so willingly, freely. It's like, wait,
to complete strangers.
About that? Yeah. So
Yeah.
she has some valid reasons. But everything is electronic now.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah, I don't know how mom would be. I don't know if she would be a lot more trusting or she'd be a lot more cynical. I don't know. I mean, the older you get, the more cynical you get about technology. Because you don't have, like, when you're young, you're just full of hope, right?
Not hope. You said you're full of hope.
Full of hope. Yeah, everything will work out. Yeah. I'm going to wrestle his line. It'll be all right. I'll be okay. I'm going to jump off this building. I believe in myself. I can do it. But when you get older, you're like, eh. I don't know about that, but I don't know. I don't know how different mom would be.
It's hard to say because she has such an aversion to it,
Yeah.
Like, she's not on Facebook. She doesn't have a cell phone that she uses, but for whenever she feels the need to use it. So no one has her number.
Yeah, but I've tried to have that conversation with mom, and her excuse was like, "Oh, I would have to change my number," and I was like, "What? What do you mean you have to change? You don't have to change your number. You can keep your home phone, mom. But you need
she
to have
tells
a
her.
cell phone with you." I was like, "What happens if if you're out and about town? Oh, I don't go anywhere, mom.
She literally doesn't go anywhere,
What?
bro.
But I'm saying, like, that's not the point."
But
The point is,
but you have to take her point, her perspective on things.
I know. I have no choice. I have to.
And I see where she's coming from. Like,
I kind of get what she's saying. I kind of
get.
Because
I had like prime example. So I was talking to my friend, and she was like freaking out about her nephew and how he went on a trip and she couldn't get in contact with him. Like, what if he's dead or kidnapped? Da 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 da. And
Yeah.
I reminded her, like, you remember that trip you took when you were in college? And she was like,
With no
yeah.
cell phone.
I said, did you have a cell phone? Did your parents know where you were? And she was
Nope.
like, okay, but times are different. I was like, They're
No, they're
really
not.
not that different.
We're doing pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Pretty
It's
much the
just
same.
our perception. What's different is that we have this new level of feeling that we're not safe in the world.
Well,
I don't think there's any difference in terms of level of safety.
and I think a lot of that comes from our entertainment too, because a lot of the movies are like disaster movies, horror movies.
Taken doesn't help.
Not like it was back when mom was younger, when it was basically love stories or stories about war or some historical event. Now it's, it's all this,
The world is coming
so
to an end.
yeah, it's always, doomsday for somebody. And I think that kind of feeds into the narrative too. So people kind of forget how it used to be and say, oh, well, the world is now a dangerous place. The world has always been a dangerous place. It was a dangerous place in the 1800s.
Yeah, I
I
feel like
mean,
it might have been even more dangerous back
more
then.
dangerous. Yeah, I would agree with you. Probably even more dangerous back then. A lot more dangerous. But I think we kind of lose perspective, and we lose ourselves in our imagination. That, if you've seen that movie Taken, like you were talking
Got
about.
me taking 1, 2, 3. And
Yeah,
all the
you said
different
that
other
it's taken.
movies that have.
I mean, I'm guilty of it. I want to make sure Erin is where she says she is, and Lori watches her own, was it Family 360, whatever it's called, Life 360 or whatever, and kind of see where she's at. So I mean, I kind of get it.
I
I'm
think
guilty of it
something
too.
that my friend kind of realized she forgot to have much more in detail conversations with her preteen is about being aware of your surroundings. And that's something that we learned growing up. Like be aware of your surroundings, don't talk to strangers, be
Make
aware
sure
of people,
you know who you're hanging out with. Yep.
Exactly. And I think we don't have those conversations. We literally allow them to be in spaces where they're surrounded by strangers.
Yeah. They have no business being. You remember several years ago, the uproar when this family was saying they were doing free range parenting? You remember that?
Yeah, and I was like, that was my childhood.
Yeah, I just remember this one dude. They asked this one dude, it was a black dude. They asked him about free range. He said, free range? It's like, yeah, you just, don't keep tabs on your kids and just let them do what they want to do, go out and play, whatever. And he said, oh, like growing up in the 80s? I was like, hey,
Yes.
you hit that dead on the nail.
You know what? I was watching Home Alone. I think it's Home Alone 2, and they showed the scene where it was playing in the background. They showed the scene where he was in a taxi cab. So he got left behind on the plane. And so he got into a cab at the airport. And they show the scene of him driving into the city. Do you see any like that happening now? People will freak out and you just would never
In a
see
cab,
something like
in a
that
cab,
happen by himself with no parent.
in a cab, yes, in a Uber, no, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, because some people put their kids in Ubers.
Thinking it's safer. It's not
It's
safer.
not. It's literally
The
not.
worst thing you could do, I mean, look, a guy driving a cab, that badge he has on his car costs a lot of money.
Yeah, taxi.
So for him to jeopardize that would be the last thing he wants to do, because that's his livelihood.
I remember this lady saying that when Ubers started to kind of take over in popularity, and she was saying like, nah, I'm always going to trust a cab driver because they have a level of
professionalism.
that, and they have structures and play. And this was like early on, like early like Uber days where anyone could drive for Uber. And I don't even think they were doing background checks at the beginning.
No, I think when they first started, it was chauffeurs, it was drivers, people, chauffeurs. But then they got into, family cars, and people were like, don't know about this. But they made it so easy.
Yeah, they did do that.
Made it a lot easier.
But I just remember watching that scene and I was thinking like that scene would not translate well
No.
today. But
No.
that was normal. It literally was something that you could do, you
Yeah.
know, like you could ride your bicycle without really saying where you're going. Like, I'm going out to play, you know, we go out to play and you just would go places.
I mean, mom would let me go. She would ask me, where are you going? But when she would ask me that, she knew damn well I wasn't going to be in that spot for long. She just wanted like a general area. Right? So if I've said, oh, I'm going to Tyrone's house, she's like, okay, I know you're going to be in this area of the neighborhood. Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And generally I was. I didn't,
Allegedly.
I never really. Especially when we lived in Columbus, I never really strayed too far where I was supposed to be. But that's because I had a lot of friends in a small area, so I didn't have to venture far away to see anybody or do things. So.
Times are very, very different. We're almost at the end here.
I don't know.
We got, it went by fast. Yeah, like 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Okay. Well, we'll wrap it up. Well, once again, another exciting episode of Complete Ramblings. For the Mark and Coco show. But as always, I believe we are very entertaining. We do give you something to think about, something to talk about. So if we accomplish that for you, then we have done our job.
Yay.
Maybe a little bit of education, just a little bit. And these are the opinions of Mark Love and nobody else. Maybe I need to start putting that disclaimer in there.
Maybe that's why I said maybe you need to start saying allegedly.
Coco's like, all right, there goes Marcellus.
Like, there he goes again.
But once again, we do appreciate you guys listening in, and tell your friends, tell your families, tell your enemies, tell everybody. And we want you to treat us like gods.
No.
And this is when I put my disclaimer in. These
Yeah.
are
Your
the
legal note. Your legal note.
Yeah, I did that. That was
Do you ever watch The View where they like passionately talk about things and then Whoopi's like, you have a legal note, and then they say the legal note and they kind of like roll their eyes like,
Yeah.
just
Got to.
saying this.
Don't want no trouble. Trouble, yeah, because they give like legal advice and all kind of stuff. But
No, so they speak on things and so they have to cover themselves with
oh.
like allegedly or I'm trying to think
Oh.
what's like the blanket statement, like so and so has denied these allegations, yada 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 yada.
Yeah. You gotcha. Well, we're not famous enough, so we don't have to do all that stuff.
Not yet. It's coming.
So,
so listen now before the podcast episodes disappear.
Yep. And it's all bleeped out. Like buying a too short album from Walmart.
On that note, say goodbye, Mark.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, Coco.
Bye.